Good morning, beloved, and again, thank you for inviting me into your home for this Thursday's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we find ourselves in Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 14. Here, Jesus compares the kingdom of heaven to a wedding feast. Because the invited guests ignore the invitation, the king instructs his servants to gather people from the streets and bring them to the wedding hall. And God's saving word for us again this week is wisdom. And so let's begin reading Matthew chapter 22, beginning at verse 1. Jesus again used parables in talking to the people. The kingdom of heaven is like this. Once there was a king who prepared a wedding feast for his son. He sent his servants to tell the invited guests to come to the feast, but they did not want to come. So he sent other servants with this message for the guests. My feast is ready now. My steers and prize calves have been butchered and everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast. But the invited guests paid no attention and went about their business. One went to his farm, another to his store, while others grabbed the servants, beat them, and killed them. The king was very angry, so he sent his soldiers, who killed those murderers, and burnt down their city. Then he called his servants and said to them, "My wedding feast is ready, but the people I invited did not deserve it. Now go to the main streets and invite to the feast as many people as you find." So the servants went out into the streets and gathered all the people they could find, good and bad alike, and the wedding hall was filled with people. The king went in to look at the guests and saw a man who was not wearing wedding clothes. "Friend, how did you get in here without wearing wedding clothes?" the king asked him. But the man said nothing. Then the king told his servants, "Tie him up hand and foot, and throw him outside in the dark. There he will cry and gnash his teeth." Jesus concluded, "Many are invited, but few are chosen." And today's key verse is Matthew 22:9, where the king said, "Now go to the main streets and invite to the feast as many people as you find." You know, beloved, this is a picture of the people of Israel. Jesus was telling this parable, and it was exactly the response that the whole nation of Israel had to God's beautiful plan of redemption. And so when the wedding feast was ready and people were invited to come, the Jews rejected. They refused to come to the wedding feast. And ultimately, it says here that more messengers were sent to invite them, but they took those messengers and killed them. They murdered him. They beat them up. They treated them badly. And it's the same thing that Israel did to God's prophets. God said, "No, you're not acting right. This is what I called you to do." And he sent his prophets to set them straight. And what did they do to the prophets? Rather than listen to the message and get right with God, they just decided to kill the messenger. And then finally the king says, "Well, that's fine. They weren't worthy to come to the feast. Now go out and invite anybody, everybody to come to the feast." And that's exactly what happened. Israel forfeited its right to be the only beloved of God, to be God's plan of salvation here on this earth. And because of their rebellion, God opened up the kingdom of heaven to everyone. But notice, it just wasn't anyone who wanted to come. It was anyone who was dressed for the part. And so there was a man there who wasn't wearing wedding clothes, and the king had him tossed out. And those wedding clothes represent the righteousness of Jesus Christ. It's only as we stand righteous in the blood of Jesus that we are welcome at God's table. And so it's a beautiful, beautiful picture of God's plan for this world. Let's pray. Lord God, there are times when I fail to honor you and act in ways that are not in accord with your will. Thank you for reaching out to me in love and inviting me to your wedding feast. Teach me to honor you and to reach out to others in love for the sake of your kingdom. Amen. Well, that brings our Thursday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading Matthew chapter 22, verses 15 through 33, and the religious leaders seek to trap Jesus with their questions. Until tomorrow morning, then, may God keep you in his perfect power.